You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yes.
Of Dana Mountain View. Joe Shasky, Sam Lovin, Carter. That smiles on all of our faces this morning. It's a hump day. We're feeling good. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Those of you waking up. Those of you who've been awake.
Wait.
What?
You smell that?
Well, I have a big nose, so I smell anything. What is it?
Smells like summer.
Oh, not Team Spirit.
Smells like summer.
It's coming up.
I can almost touch Memorial Day weekend.
You love Memorial. This literally, is that your favorite holiday, quote unquote? Is this it for you?
I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna say some very serious things right now. I want you to hear me and listen to me loud and clear.
Okay.
Schools, organizations,
sure.
Families, people expecting to get married. Stop being selfish. Hear me out on this. Memorial Day Monday, almost everybody has that off. Now, there are some professions where you have to work. My dad worked every holiday. You know, he was a city worker. Mm-hmm. For him to pay for orthodontistry and all the different things that we had growing up, like, my dad had to work on a lot of these holidays.
Yeah.
But stop, all of you, scheduling graduations and weddings for Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Stop taking my vacation time with my family for me to go see you do something. Stop it. I don't want anything done during 4th of July. I don't want anything done during Labor Day weekend. Stop it.
He's aura.
Stop it. If you are having a wedding on Memorial Day weekend, you're selfish. If you are having a big graduation as a school and you are looking at the calendar and you're like, yeah, we're going to have it on Memorial Day weekend, you're selfish. If you are doing some travel tournament for your youth team and it's during 4th of July, Labor Day or Memorial Day, you are selfish.
People getting married are selfish.
Stop taking my one day off where I can get a 3-day weekend. We only have so many of them. And jamming your thing into it. It drives me absolutely nutty. Change my mind.
Well, I don't know where to go from that, going to be honest. I did not have that on my bingo card this morning.
Carter, if you...
Memorial Day takes...
Sam, Joe, if you get a card in the middle of, let's just say, March, and it says, save the date, Labor Day Saturday, huge wedding. You know what I say?
I'm out.
It's great. All just right, ruined one of my big weekends.
I guess I know when my wedding's going
to
be.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go. One thing, you don't have to go to the wedding. You can just say, oh, I can't make it that weekend. I'm playing.
Too busy having fun.
Yeah, you say, exactly. You just say, I'm just hanging out. I'm with LJ. We're at the cabin. Like, here, I'll send a nice little gift card.
Think about this. You pay X amount of dollars Sonoma. For your child to go to, let's say, whatever college it is or whatever high school it might be if you're able to afford it. And then all of a sudden, Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, we're going to have a three-hour graduation. And by the way, I know that the traveling to and from this particular campus is going to be through the roof. Why? Because it's Memorial Day weekend. It drives me bonkers every year.
You don't have to go.
Oh, believe me, I let people know. Oh. Those weekends are blocked off.
Okay.
Blocked off.
So then why are you so upset if you tell them that?
Because I see people throwing things on my calendar, and I go, nope, not going to be there.
I'm so upset.
Thank you.
They're going to guilt trip him. Oh, you can't make it. That's so unfortunate. And they're going to try and break Shasky. And, like, honestly, if I'm Shasky, I don't want to deal with that.
Maybe because I have 9 brothers and sisters and get invited to a million things that I just ignore constantly. I'm just out of this conversation altogether. And I'm the only one that lives up in the Bay Area, so I can just feel like I'm in my own bubble, that I don't have to go either down to Monterey. My brother lives in Oregon. I got another one in Virginia, one in North Carolina that's moving back to Monterey. I'm out of it all. I'm in my own bubble. You know what I was locked into last night?
Giants baseball?
Wasn't weddings. No.
Willie Adames?
No, it was the Oklahoma City Thunder just smacked the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-88.
How long did you watch that game?
Through the fourth quarter. And then it was
the whole thing?
Yeah. I was going to see if Minnesota had a run left in them, and they didn't.
I had it on the iPad. I had the Giants on the big TV, and I was just kind of casually glancing at it.
I wonder how Warriors fans, or if they are consuming these Western Conference Finals at all, considering Minnesota, you know, beat them in 5, and how they're feeling about it. Hey, if our guy Steph Curry is healthy, maybe we're the ones playing Oklahoma City instead. How do they match up? How do they look? Well, it was reminiscent of that game won in the Western Conference Semis, where Minnesota just, it looked like lackadaisical. They couldn't shoot. And this time, you know, Oklahoma City Thunder, they couldn't shoot either in the first half, so it led to a 4-point Minnesota lead at the half. And Julius Randle, who's continuing just to play incredible basketball, he still looks like the best player on the court sometimes. Although, he does do these things where it's lackadaisical at times, and those turnovers still haven't changed for Minnesota, 17 in total for them. But 28 points for Julius Randle. But I was watching the game, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's going to win the MVP. I think it should be Jokic, personally. I think he's meant more to his team, and overall, I think he's the best. Average or triple-double this season, as we talked about.
He was spectacular.
Not meaning as much anymore, but for him, for that team, he's incredible.
Spectacular.
The foul hunting yesterday was really tough to watch.
He's been doing it all year.
He has, but I feel like in that series prior against the Nuggets, it wasn't being rewarded as much. And yesterday, 10 of 27 overall, 11 of 14 at the line, 31 points for him. It just wasn't a good product to watch for me. Now, things could change. Anthony Edwards not really showing up. He's tweaking his ankle again. 5 of 13 overall, 18 points. That was baked into it. Not a good Ant-Man game. And I'm an Anthony Edwards fan, and I'll say this. I am rooting for him to win a title. That's my rooting interest.
He was the reason I tuned in.
Exactly.
So for me, I'm just, you know.
And I wonder now how Warriors fans are consuming, and if they are consuming at all, the rest of these playoffs. 888-957-9570. As I say, good morning to all of you watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, by the way. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Shout out our boy Sam Gadiri and all those boys and girls at Laughing Monk, Sunnyvale, San Francisco. A lot of locations to love and enjoy because it's beautiful. It's been so damn gorgeous out here in the Bay Area. So I've been actually not wanting to watch anything on my screens. I've been out and about with the kids at the park. We were at the park for hours yesterday. It was great. The parks have been kind of empty for some weird reason. I don't know what they're doing. School's out. Maybe they're going early summer vacations. That's great. I love an empty park. Gives us the entire thing to just run around and have fun. But I was watching the game yesterday, and, you know, we were talking in the chat and talking about parity in the league, right? All the teams left, you know, only the Knicks have won a title in the last 50 so years. I know technically Oklahoma City as a franchise, going back to the Supersonics days, have won, but Oklahoma City itself has not won an NBA championship. Indiana Pacers have not won an NBA championship. The Minnesota Timberwolves have not won an NBA championship. They haven't even been to an NBA finals before. So that is cool. But part of me wonders if parity is actually good right now for the NBA.
Is it different for each sport when you say parity? Or are you just specifically zoning in on the NBA?
I think we like to think there's parity when it comes to Major League Baseball at times, but it does feel like for the most part, I'm going to see the same couple teams being represented, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Red Sox, whether it's the Cardinals, held the Giants for a while, they had their run. I felt like I was seeing the same blue blood organizations, the Braves as of late, right? Mm-hmm. Phillies going there. So we like to say there's parity in Major League Baseball, but I don't really feel it per se. That being said, the NFL, it's always the best quarterback, it feels like, and best head coach tandem that's going to be there. It's been the Chiefs, it's been the Patriots, and there's been a couple NFC runs. The Eagles, the Niners have been there a couple times, right? You had a Saints run for a little bit. But specifically for the NBA, there's been like no parity in my entire life. There hasn't been.
Well,
it's been Lakers, Heat, Spurs. Who am I missing there? Celtics.
Detroit,
and then the Warriors.
You were too young, probably.
Yeah, but then the Warriors,
Rockets,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
I mean, it's been basically in my life, to your point about it, like all I've ever known is dynasties in the NBA.
Right.
Right? So, like, Celtics, Lakers, everyone's going to reference those. Rockets has always been like a factor because they had the Twin Towers, and then early 90s, Bulls. Detroit Pistons, Lakers again, obviously, San Antonio Spurs, and obviously the Miami Heat and the Golden State Warriors. And that's kind of been what it's been. And then seeing what's happened the last few years. So, you know, Warriors lose to the Raptors in 2019. I'm just going to read you off the champions in a row. Raptors, not a dynasty, not a super team.
No.
Okay, Lakers, not a dynasty. I don't consider them a super team with Anthony Davis.
They're a super tandem, not a super team.
I agree with you, all right? Bucks, not a super team, not a dynasty.
No.
Warriors, again, I consider that a different version, but most would say that's still the same core, so that kind of falls into the end of the dynasty. Nuggets, who called themselves a dynasty and clearly were not.
By the way, you see Michael Malone on the ESPN coverage yesterday saying that Shea is the MVP, and he proved why yesterday. Former head coach of Nikola Jokic. It seems to be some bad blood there, Jeff.
Sure.
Continue.
And then the Boston Celtics. And now you're going to have a new champion. So
Straight seasons.
Yeah. This is really the first time in my life and your life where there hasn't been the same couple of teams, you know, involved right now. And I think there's a couple of things that's involved with this. Number one, like, we say we hate dynasties. I know a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
We love big brands and big stars.
Love them.
That's America.
I love them.
Right?
Yes.
We love a come-up story like a Brock Purdy, but we much actually more prefer the LeBron, Steph, Kevin Durant, especially in this league, where the face is not covered by a helmet. It's not covered by a hat. This is the only league where you, outside of soccer, where you can see the entire face of an individual. Even in golf, you wear a hat.
Yeah.
You know, most people do. Tennis, a lot of people wear a hat.
Yep.
Like, you have facial recognition. When they sell you a ticket package, they're selling you on, come see the Lakers and LeBron.
Exactly.
Lakers and Luka.
They sell you on narratives.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that this sport, more so than any other sport, is front forward star leaning. And it was odd to me last night as we're talking about dynasties. I thought SGA was going to be one of the next anointed ones in the league. And to see everyone come to the conclusion right now, like, oh, he's a foul grifter. You just figured that out?
I had multiple texts telling me, is Shea just James Harden? Like James Harden of when he got, you know, the foul baiting James Harden, when the beard kept getting, flicked back, just his head keep going back. Like, it's not the same level, and I do think Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, in being an Oklahoma City Thunder now, you know, the plucky team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
He's not, they're the best team in the NBA. But he wasn't James Harden. He wasn't in Houston. He wasn't Fear the Beard. He's kind of like this, just this guy that everyone, he has this big smile on his face. He's Canadian, right? Like, I have zero, like, gravitas connection with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as a basketball player and as a person. So I really am watching these games saying, like, okay. That's why I was rooting for Anthony Edwards, because, like, I like the personality of the player. And I do think, not that, you know, Adam Silver will never say that he's rooting for someone, but he would like to see, I'm sure, in his heart of hearts, if he had the truth serum, yeah, give me Minnesota because of Anthony Edwards and give me the Knicks because of that franchise and Jalen Brunson and everything that's baked into it. That would be great for the league. Do not give me Oklahoma City, Indiana, which is a very strong possibility if we're just reacting to game one. We'll see. Minnesota, again, as I mentioned, got popped by the Warriors in game one of the last round, and they ended up winning four straight. Not to say that this Oklahoma City Thunder team is the same as the Warriors. They have their star player healthy, so it could be different. But we'll see. They just need to split. So, but I'm watching it and saying, and I keep seeing the parity thing. I was like, got to be great right now if I had a team to either really love or really hate, and I really don't have that if I'm an average fan.
But this is the CBA that everyone cried about, that they wanted. They don't want super teams. They don't want to have a bunch of guys assembled together like this. Like, a lot of the financial rules in the new CBA were put in place to crush teams like the Warriors, the Lakers, the current Boston Celtics, which are going to have to, disassemble themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't this what everyone wanted? Mm-hmm. They wanted everyone to feel like they have a chance? Did you want that?
There is something to be said about, like, that's, like, that'd be awesome. Indiana Pacers win a title this year. That's amazing. Great fan base, right? Shout out to my guy, Hans Perez, out in New York City, diehard Pacers fan, class of America, great, great firefighter, great individual.
Oh,
I'm rooting for him, first and foremost.
But Indiana winning, it would probably be less of a, like, an impact to the culture and the society and the league as a whole than Toronto winning. Like, Toronto beating the Warriors was big. For Kawhi, for Canada, all that. But looking back on it, how many people are like, that was the moment I became a basketball fan?
Well, you know why? Because right after he won it, what did Kawhi do? He said deuces to the
bounce out.
He said deuces to Canada, and he's like, I'm going home to LA.
And no one cares about the Raptors.
No one. Nick Nurse got fired. They did have a little bit of a run after it with Fred VanVleet, with Pascal Siakam. Like, they were solid, and they had a little playoff run after. But no one really took them seriously without Kawhi Leonard. And so they kind of went back into ineptitude. The Lakers, they won in the bubble. It was different. I will say the Lakers that year were the number one seed in the West. Like, they were a really good team.
Yeah.
And there is a strong likelihood that they might have gone all the way to the finals and won it. I know the Celtics blew that 3-1, or the Celtics, the Clippers blew that 3-1 lead in the bubble against the Denver Nuggets. Lakers beat the Nuggets. They advanced.
Anthony Davis shooting out of his mind.
Right. Rajon Rondo turned into like a reliable three-point shooter. It was the bubble, so it is what it is. Then you got the Milwaukee Bucks in the COVID year where you had some people in the stands still.
But the Bucks have been knocking on the door.
They were. And Giannis truly came of age that season. He was incredible. Chris Middleton, but both drafted by their.
Everyone loves Giannis, but it did feel like that particular finals was very Yanni.
But
Yawn.
That was not bad. I'll give you a 4 for that on a Wednesday, on a hump day, by
was
the way.
Was it not?
It was good. I
like
that.
And so, like, I think about it, like, as an average fan, like, my mother-in-law, like, is she tuning in? She loves the NBA, she's like watching WNBA with LJ just the other day. She loves the Giants.
Really?
She loves whatever's popular. She's in on. Like,
okay.
If your team is boring, she's not going to watch if it's popular. I'm thinking, is she getting drawn in by Minnesota and OKC?
Probably not. Although, if she's a Warriors fan, she's like, oh, is this the team that just beat us? Maybe. Or you're
know.
Like, again, that's why I'm asking the question of whether or not parity is good, because we like to say and sit back and say, this is awesome. This is what we want. We don't want the same guys. I was like, yes, it's awesome, but also I would like someone to either really love or really hate at this point. And I don't think there's any hateable teams right now.
I agree with that.
Like,
that
there's no hateable team. Like, in your heart of hearts, even maybe Warriors fans, like, do you really hate the Minnesota Timberwolves? You hate them? Not really. Like, it sucked that Steph got hurt. But they didn't really do anything that made you hate them. Like,
well, Gobert, there's a lot of history.
But Gobert wasn't really like a huge X factor for me in that series. He wasn't.
No.
It was just Julius Randle, who you have no like ill will towards if you're a Warriors fan, balling out. Anthony Edwards, like he's a happy-go-lucky guy. He's smiling. He's shooting the breeze with Steph, with GP2, with Draymond. They were all fine. And then you got the Knicks. Like, do you really hate the Knicks? Knicks fans? Like, obviously. You don't really hate them.
Really.
They've been bad for most of my life. They've been like 50-plus years knocking on the door now. And then you got the Indiana Pacers, who, again, middle America, like Tyrese Halliburton, is he overrated? Is he underrated? It's great. Rick Carlisle, do you hate him? Like, he's just as a nondescript coach to me. I know he won with Dallas. Like, come on. So there's no hateable teams right now, which, is that good or bad? I don't know. People tuned into the Super Bowl to watch the Chiefs lose.
Did you watch?
You tuned in to watch the Eagles lose because you hate them.
It's also football. I watched Broncos, Carolina Panthers 10 years ago at Levi's.
Okay, that's not a fair comparison then.
No, I know, but football is in its own bucket. Let me ask you this. Did you watch Diamondbacks versus Rangers a couple years ago?
Did not care at all about that series.
Right?
I cared, honestly, about Bruce Bochy. That's kind of cool because he's been local guy, obviously winning.
But did you watch Yankees versus Dodgers last year?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Right?
That was awesome. I mean, you got Shohei and Aaron Judge, and you got the two biggest teams in the sport.
But this is where
everyone wanted, like, you guys are all saying, I'm rooting for the Meteor. Like, like either team. But
yeah,
that
but I watched. Up, you
but
know
in
I
and of itself, if you hate both of them, that's good.
I agree.
You need the worst thing you could have in anything, we'll pick this up on the other side, is apathy.
Or indifference.
Right? Like, you could hate me, and I get a lot of hate texts. I was like, okay, well, that's good. Because I'm garnering some sort of reaction, whether you love me. You have to love or hate. I don't want indifference. And it feels like, and we'll see with the ratings, maybe I could be wrong here. I feel like with a lot of these matchups, there might be some indifference. Now, the Knicks being a massive brand helps.
Oh, I think it helps big time.
It helps, and that's why I think.
This is where it's going, Joe.
Where?
If it's OKC Indiana, cue yourself up for Rangers Diamondbacks in terms of the buzz.
Oof.
And look, you could say, well, you're not a diehard. Well, the majority of people that are tuning in aren't diehards.
Yep.
They're actually casuals. And to get the casuals in, you need to have big brands and big stars.
I want to hear from both the casuals and the diehards if this NBA playoffs is hitting you at all, 888-957-9570, especially the Warriors fans right now don't have a rooting interest, or maybe you do. You guys are the guests, along with Dave Fleming at 8:30, voice of the San Francisco Giants, R95.7 The Game Giants Insider. We'll talk to Dave. The Giants taking two from the Royals, looking to go 3 in a row. Can they complete the sweep over Bobby Hoyt and Salvador Perez? Oh, also, it's really been 11 years since them winning the World Series there. Madison Bumgarner doing Game 7 stuff. It's pretty wild. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
And I'm not here to tell you exactly what you should do because everyone's situation is unique. But I want to hear from parents and kids and people that are out there, comments, suggestions, questions that you might have in terms of navigating the youth sports landscape. And I'm going to turn this into a character.
Oh, God.
Dr. Ball. Not Dr. Phil, Dr. Ball.
The Oakleys are
as
on.
In Dr. Ball Coach.
For those of you who are just listening on the radio and not watching on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, Joe Shasky just put on some Oakleys, like those,
yeah,
those 1980s ones where you see people like mullets and stuff. Like they're very.
These are my baseball shades.
What are they called? What are those ones like actually called?
Oh,
there's like
ones?
A name for them, right?
I don't
the
know.
Vipers or something, well, right?
Pit Viper is a specific kind and a specific brand.
But that's what they Oakley, look like. That's the Oakley EVOs. Version of them.
Yeah,
right?
I don't even know what they're
exactly.
called.
Exactly. They're very cool, though. Very cool.
Yeah, thing. And of course, I do the visual, and I don't even think the YouTube is up. So thanks, guys. Way to nail it.
You look so fast.
But the point. The point being is this: what in the 9 o'clock hour? All right, we'll do a quick couple of minutes, and I'll answer a couple of questions. So AMA, ask me anything, suggest anything, question anything you want in the youth sports world, and we'll do the Dr. Phil.
The doctor's
if you will,
in,
but we're calling it Dr. Ball.
The Dr. Ball. Okay, doctor is
what
in.
What do you think? You like
okay,
that?
Sure, let's all do right. it.
So you could text.
Because I have some questions too. Because
yes.
I'm a father, obviously. Benny's going to start getting into that youth sports landscape.
Uh-huh.
5 years old. I think he's going to be doing some stuff at the Y the next couple weeks, doing some basketball courses and stuff like that. He's 5 and 6, so it's, you know, how do I start dipping my toes, if you will, into
yep.
some of this stuff? I know he's going to start being eligible for T-ball at the end of this year, so he's going to start doing that. Some coaches pitch. I can already pitch him the ball like slow pitch, and he can hit it. So that's
nice.
He's already a step above there nice. When it
I
comes
mean,
to
you
that.
Can't even do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right.
I had to tell a joke.
Well, that's fine. I'm just going back to the knockout tournament. Who lasted longer? I'm just saying. Who did, Carter? Who lasted to the championship round? Who did? I did.
And you can touch rim.
That's right. Thank you. That rim. By the way, coming up tonight, do you know this, Joe? Did you know tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries are taking on the Washington Mystics, baby? You can be locked into that? You can hear it right here, 95.7 The Game. In the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app, Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call. Valkyries with a tough L to start the season, but I was so damn impressed with how many people are packing that place up. Now, obviously, it's the new sexy thing. If you're losing a lot, they're an expansion team. I don't expect them to be losing all the time, but it might be a tough first year. And how's it going to look in a month or two at Chase Center? I actually have this feeling, even if they are, they're going to go through their struggles early on. People are going to be showing up. You know why? Because no Warriors, no Niners. Go to Chase Center.
There's
have
an
a good,
intrigue.
It's awesome over there. It's fun. It's a good vibe. Like, I'm going to be taking the kids to a couple games this year. I'm sure you're going to go to a couple games this year. Carter, Sam, like, I'm going to be going to a lot of Valkyries games this summer.
Do you think Giannis will?
Well,
did you see what happened yesterday?
Enlighten us. What happened? I saw it.
There were lots of reports online that were unsubstantiated. Saying Giannis is in San Francisco with his family. And then a video circulated. What tech conference was he at?
There was a Google I.O. 2025 coverage. I.O. conference, is that what it's called?
Great excuse for him to come and like, you know, a double agent, if you will, have a secret meeting with Joe Lacob and Steph Curry while pretending to be at a tech conference. I go air quotes here. Giannis was in town, and if you don't think the Warriors are doing a full-court press on Giannis, I think you're completely naive.
You know, like when Steve Jobs used to do those like conferences for Apple, like this is what's coming up. This
yeah.
is, like that's the Google version, I think, of what just is taking place or has taken place. I don't even know. I'm not into all the tech
stuff. How much
stuff.
Money do you think it took for Giannis to show up for that particular event?
Well, the Google, I'm assuming, is a sponsor of whatever he does, so... They shipped him out here. Yeah,
oh,
they gave him the prize.
It starts in the M's, right?
Dude, guy's balling. Are you kidding me? The Greek freak?
God, I'd love
killing
to,
it.
To have that life.
Well, I'm
a little short on some funds. Let me just go show up to a tech conference and just wave. Literally just show up and wave.
Well, maybe this Dr. Ball thing's going to work out for you, so you can start doing that. Maybe we'll invite you next year to the conference. How about that? Hey, Joe, can you tell us about AI and how it translates to youth coaching?
Joe, I'm convinced the Warriors are full court pressing Giannis right now.
There's not just a coincidence that he's here for Google and not for the Warriors?
Well, no, I mean...
I don't even think they could talk to him. Isn't that like tampering?
As a busy man... Give me a break. As a busy man...
I'm just saying.
I mean, give me a break. If you don't think these things are happening in like back channels, like you're tripping, dude.
He's here with his family.
If you don't think
like
him
Ryan
and Steph
Kelly.
Are friends off the floor and are texting, like I don't know what else to tell you.
What are they texting?
You sound naive.
What are they texting?
Well, I just know that during the All-Star break, Sam Amick reported it. And I know people that won't report it publicly have told me privately that Lacob and the Warriors and Giannis have been all over each other for a long time.
They've gone to some parties together. That's hardly saying they're all over each other and golfing on the weekends all the time. going to some parties together because the All-Star break happened to be here in San Francisco. Oh, owner, best player in the market. Let's go hang out with them. That just makes sense.
The Warriors are going to try to go after Giannis. That doesn't mean that they're actually going to get him. That doesn't mean that Milwaukee's going to absolutely do what they want. But I'm telling you right now, Giannis into the Warriors, we're going to find out in a couple weeks if this is real or if this is not as it progresses. Because I think this was the initial, some sort of a meeting, some sort of a walkthrough, whatever, through back channels. I'm not saying that they're breaking any rules. But I don't think Lakeup is... As a group, I don't think they're not trying to explore this to the fullest to see how much the interest is real.
Do you want Giannis?
Absolutely.
For what?
Whatever it takes, as long as I can keep Steph.
That's it.
That's it.
You believe that tandem vaults you into championship contention?
Watching last night, all I thought was Steph and Giannis and anyone else. I don't care what the combinations are. I'm fine. I'll figure it out.
I mean, Giannis had some help. He's had some players around him.
He's never had help like Steph. Come on.
I mean, sure.
Chris Middleton's a very good player. Dame Lillard is a very good player. Steph Curry's one of the greatest players of all time.
Great. Steph is also a grade one hamstring strain away from it's going to be all on Giannis' shoulders, and as we've seen, it's not enough. So if you're going to get rid of all of your depth, and then you have an injured Stephen Curry around him, like I'm so out on Giannis coming to the Bay. I do not want anything to do with Giannis Antetokounmpo coming here if it's going to gut my entire roster. As we're sitting here talking about depth of a team and the Warriors' depth being tested against the Minnesota Timberwolves when Steph went down and you couldn't win a game. So we're going to gut everything just to bring in Giannis. And then what? Who are we going to be relying on?
We'll figure
it out. Braxton Key?
We'll figure it out.
Oh, God, you're going to figure it out. Okay.
It won't be Braxton Key, but like, no, we'll figure it out.
It'll be Kevin Knox. There you go. Yeah, School of Hard Knox is coming to the Bay. Come on. Seriously?
Yes,
I'm dead serious. You don't believe this, that Giannis is the cure-all for everything.
Obviously, there's always a cost analysis, and you got to have something else on the roster. There's no doubt about it, but Joe, if I just told every Warrior fan, Giannis and Steph, and we'll figure out the rest, everyone would be like, sign me up. Would you not? Like, Giannis and Steph and figure out the rest. How would you not sign up for that?
I'm not signing up for that. I don't think Giannis and Steph automatically makes you a championship contender.
That's okay. Line them up.
Actually, I will
who
give you,
the, agree with? Me or Joe?
I'll give you the tandems I take over them on the other side, too, because I think it's actually there's a lot more tandems that are better than those two. If you were to bring them to the Bay, yeah, that doesn't make you a championship contender. It's the Western Conference, Joe. The Western Conference.
Who's guarding Giannis in this entire Western Conference?
The free throw line, because he can't hit anything from there. And he takes 10 seconds every single time.
I think he solves so many issues for them. He's not a perfect player, but he's freaking amazing. And he's only 30.
He's so amazing that he got bounced in the first round the last 3 years. Pacers, Heat, night.
Well, LeBron got bounced in the first round. That doesn't mean he sucks. You know, Luka got bounced in the first round. That doesn't mean he sucks.
No, that means they're in the West. And I expect the same thing here. I'm just telling you, Giannis is not the cure-all that everyone thinks he is. And gutting your roster when all you need right now is depth and to shore that up?
No, we're saying it's the best first start. If you're asking me what gives them the best chance to win a championship one of the next 2 years, yeah, it starts with Giannis and I'll figure out the rest.
I'd rather have the trio of Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph over just the tandem of Steph and Giannis. And I wonder how many people agree with me there. 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Safeway. Pick.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So all the machinations, is there a trade you would not do to land Giannis Antetokounmpo? 888-957-9570. As we are brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Why are we talking about this? Well, Giannis is the biggest name that's going to be on the trade block, potentially.
Windhorse has linked the Warriors to Giannis.
There's a lot of people linking a lot of different teams to different situations, and the Warriors
absolutely.
There you go. Absolutely, the Warriors should be involved in those talks, and that's what Mike Dunleavy is going to be doing.
Joe Lacob. He was in San Francisco yesterday.
Doing what? At a Google conference.
Yeah, and probably having dinner.
You're saying that was a front. It was actually all along, it was just hang out.
Look, I want to make this very clear.
Please.
As a man who's very busy, I can relate to another man scheduling multiple things that are convenient for you to accomplish simultaneously.
That's the only comparison you'll ever have to Giannis Antetokounmpo. You can leave it right there, first and foremost.
Well, we're both charming.
Really quick, I just want to throw a quick point of interest about Giannis being at this Google event. Apparently, Jimmy Butler was also at a Google event last year, and then where did he end up later on? So there is precedent here.
He didn't even want to come here. Jimmy Butler wanted to go to the Suns, everyone.
So what?
He's here. But where did he end up, though?
Exactly.
See? Connect the dots, Spadoni.
Results
so
over process.
Answer is in front of you right now.
This really ticks me off.
Why did you get so triggered by it?
Because it's freaking Giannis. If I told a bunch of 12, 13, and 14-year-old boys and girls who are diehard Warrior fans, hey, you want to go watch Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph, or you want to go watch Giannis and Steph?
Do you want to win a championship or not?
I think he's a better basketball player currently than both those
other
guys.
But you'd sacrifice all of your depth to go get him. Everything would be gone.
You could find other role players. This team, before Jimmy got here, was 25 and 26. The role players got you to 11th in the West. This team is not made or broken by role players. It's made or broken by Steph Curry and whoever his co-star is going to be. And if you bring in Giannis Antetokounmpo, you now have one of the biggest ticket items in sports, Giannis and Steph. That is the fountain of youth for the last couple of years for Steph Curry. Who are you double teaming?
Games played for Giannis in the regular season. The last, let's just go, 5, 6, 7.
Who's even,
73, 67.
Who is the depth that you're dying to
61.
Not get rid of? I'm the more I think about it, I think you're insane.
Why? Yeah, pods. That's another one. Young players, Kuminga, Moody. Come on.
As I saw a movie thing yesterday, it said, what's your favorite line regarding a sports movie? In the words of, and this is metaphorically, and please don't, at Pods, if he must die, he must die. I mean, geez Louise, like,
oh my God.
You gotta get Giannis.
You're going Ivan Drago
ass? I mean, you gotta go get Giannis. I mean, come on. It's Giannis!
It sounds like you don't even care if they win a title, you just want to be entertained.
I know they can win a title if they get Steph and Giannis.
No, they can't. There could be a first-round exit more likely than winning a championship.
They were a second-round exit that could have lost in Game 7 in the first round this year.
Why were they a second-round exit? Why?
Because they're too old.
No, just tell me what happened.
He's too old.
What happened?
Well, Steph got hurt. Because there's too much on his plate.
Correct. So you get rid of all the depth, and all of a sudden there's going to be less on his plate because Giannis is there? And I just told you, he doesn't even play the full season. He doesn't play full seasons. He gets hurt all the time.
I think you're tripping. People, like, who do you side with here? Like, to me, it's, hey, look, I'm not saying you got to trade every pick, every single player, because obviously you have to make the salaries match. But, like, whatever it costs, I'm probably okay with. There's not a draft pick, and there's really not a player that I would have to hesitate to go get. It's Giannis. In the NBA, you always take the better player. I don't care what the deal is or what the package is. You almost always take the better player. I don't worry about the depth. These role players, there's a lot of interchangeable parts. I'll figure it out.
I think we're realizing, though, like, the depth of all these squads that are remaining, that's the main reason why they're here. The Denver Nuggets couldn't advance because they didn't have the depth. They didn't have the youth. They didn't have the legs. Aaron Gordon was trying to play through a grade 2 hamstring strain because no one else could take his spot. No one else could step up in that situation. You're seeing that. Indiana. Like, it's Tyrese Halliburton, but it's also Miles Turner. It's Pascal Siakam. It's all these other guys.
You're acting
depth
like they
matters.
Wouldn't make other moves after getting Giannis. Like, well, of course
they're
going
to be very hamstrung and limited to the moves that they can make because they're going to be paying.
They're currently super hamstrung.
Exactly. So you're going to go through the fringes here. You're going to try to flip and sign and trade Jonathan Kuminga to get someone else back. And that's where you got to go. You got to plant your flag somewhere. I'm tired of the Warriors just shifting. Stay with what you got. You got to the Western Conference semis after being a laughingstock for the first few months of the season. Like, I understand. It's you know, a couple weeks ago, or we were all so damn excited about this team winning a title, and then the Steph injury happened, and it all went out the window, and it sucks. And we're all, you know, we're reeling as fans, and we want to shift. So, okay, that didn't work. No, the season was a success still. The season was a success.
But that doesn't mean you don't try to improve. And to me, improving would be like, hey, look, Jimmy is a very, very, very good player.
You don't think this could be a better team next year, though? They only had a couple months together. You don't think they could be a better version?
I think Giannis and
Steph, they maxed out?
Is one of the best nucleuses in the game. And I could figure out, and I trust Dunleavy, to figure out how to build around those two players and find complementary pieces. I do. I absolutely do. And I actually think the spacing will be better with someone like Giannis because of his paint presence and his ability to catch the ball at that elbow and to be able to pass out of there, and the rebounding aspect, the defensive aspect, being a rim blocker that they've been desperately needing. Like, I really love the fit. Love the fit.
Yeah, I'm out. I just don't think
And I understand vaults, what it would sacrifice.
Yeah, no, I just don't think it vaults you into automatic champion. It's fun. It's sexy. It's great. As we've learned, tandems don't, they don't mean as much as they used to. Like,
it's a hell of a start.
Great.
Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards was a hell of a tandem in the last particular
round. It could
round.
Also blow up in your face. And again, you use the example, LeBron and Luka. They're great individually together. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work with Steph and Giannis immediately.
But if you're a Laker fan, just hear me out, though. If you're a Laker fan, you're sitting there, you're probably sitting into this offseason saying,
yeah,
you've got a pretty good nucleus to start with.
Sure, because you got Luka Doncic at the end of the day.
That's how I'm thinking.
But he's also 26.
Okay.
Giannis is 30, going on 31. Injury concerns with that.
Well, there's always going to be injury concerns. All these guys who are out there, whether it's a Zion, a Giannis, like, pick who.
Zion's different, though. He's 23, 24. So, again,
and Giannis is infinitely better than Zion.
He is at this stage of his career.
And more reliable.
Absolutely. But at this stage, like, again, there's no two timeline. There's the right now, all in on Stephen Curry. And I think they've already put the expiration date on this whole thing. In a couple years, it's all over. All these guys' contracts are going to be up. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, it's all done. So I think this is what we're going to be watching the next couple years.
If they could land, if they landed Giannis Antetokounmpo, this owner would have brought you Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, and Giannis. One of the greatest owners in sports ever. Like, think about that.
Well, are we going to give Dunleavy credit?
Well, no, if there's no, but I'm just talking about the ownership and how incredible that is. And then you retained a core three for over a decade. Like, I'm not putting anything past him, and I'm just thinking about how this, they swing massive and big. I don't think that they are like, oh, like, nothing's off the table. No, everything's on the table, and Giannis is on that table.
Let's talk about it. 888-957-9570. Is Giannis trade worth it for the Warriors, considering what they would have to give up, which is your entire depth, it would seem, matching the salaries with standing, because you're going to have to get rid of Jimmy Butler, maybe Draymond Green, and then a bunch of the young pieces, you would assume, and a lot of first-round picks. Is that enough for you to say, yeah, we do that, then we get Giannis, we can win a title? I'm very skeptical on it. Joe Shasky's all in. What say you? Jason in Concord wants to join the conversation. Jason, good morning. Are you all in on a Giannis trade, whatever it takes outside of Stephen Curry?
No. Good morning, guys, and thank you for taking my call. Giannis is great, guys, but you know what? This team needs a lot. You can't just have Giannis and Steph Curry and whatever else around him. This team needs quality players. You need shooters. You need an inside man. There's a lot of need in this team, and this T-Wolves series told us a lot. Steph Curry went down, and we got nothing. We don't look like we even belong there. Last night, I was watching the T-Wolves game in the OKC. Gobert would catch the ball on the top of the free throw line, and he will drive like nobody there, and there goes Holmgren right in front of him. This guy is caught up, not know what to do, kick out to the passer, stolen, turnover, kick it out of bounds, turnover. These things, when you have a size in the inside, matter. We don't have that. Okay,
I'll let you finish. This is an NBA champion. This is a finals MVP. This is a two-time MVP. This is a defensive player of the year type of a player. Okay, he has been four times all defensive first team. He is one of the greatest players of all time. Now, I'm not saying he's top 10 of all time, but we're acting like Giannis isn't one of the greatest players ever. Literally, and he's in his prime. Now, we could argue about how great is he, and you know, just last year he averaged 30 and 12. I'm looking at it, 30.4 and 12 rebounds a game. 30 and 12 in the history of the game. How many players have done that?
It's pretty good.
What would he do with the gravity of Steph Curry? What would Steph Curry
pretty
do?
Pretty wild. He did that. Wasn't even in the MVP conversation.
Joe, I'm just looking. The last couple of years, these are in a row. Going backwards, 30.4. This is his punch total. 30.4.
Thanks, Jason.
31.1. 29.9. 28.1. 29.5. He's one of...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.